The governor's budget caps tuition increases at 14% over the next 2 years, but the cost of going to school has already gone up by 30% over the last 2 years, and some student groups are calling for tuition cuts now. Joel Feingold of the Student Labor Action Council wants the governor to freeze tuition in the same way he proposes to freeze property taxes.
We want an analogous policy, a lower tuition tax by way of greater funding for the university. He's starving this university, and eventually the only alternative that's going to remain for him is to privatize it, at least in part. So we have to fight that and lower tuition.
Students are happy about the 125 new faculty the governor's budget would pay for, but they're worried about his plan to save $65 million by cutting 200 administrative positions. Kelly Egan chairs the Legislative Affairs Committee for the Associated Students of Madison.
Administrative positions also include advisors and faculty that are directly working with students, not just the big bloated salaries that we always hear about. It's student services that are critical, and so we're worried about those getting cut most of all.
Egan says students will be lobbying members of the legislature's Joint Finance Committee over the next 2 weeks to try to block these cuts and reduce the tuition hikes. They'll also be pushing to reinstate $2 million the governor cut for services to students with physical or learning disabilities. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.